We're going to get to the Big Ten. Now, yesterday there were a lot of reports saying that early this morning the Big Ten would release their 2020 college football schedule. A lot of anticipation. Then, late last night, early this morning, there was a lot of speculation that they're going to delay it. And you have like six teams in quarantine right now. You have a Rutgers situation where it's 20 plus players who are in a COVID-19 situation. We're waiting, okay? I'm waiting for the schedule. I don't know what they're doing. Are they going to look at something more regional? I was talking with Ballas about that yesterday, that nothing is set in stone. Nothing is fluid when it comes to whether or not football is going to be played. There's even talk that the NFL should change their schedule, that they should make it more regional games where teams actually could drive in, turn around, and drive back after the game. Or fly in and fly back, and they're not having to stay in a hotel. So you would put that in what, you know, within an hour flight, an hour to get to the stadium on the buses and back, right? Do you really care? Okay, it was kind of like baseball coming back with no fans. Oh, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird. It's going to be weird. NBA bubble, NHL, the games have been fabulous. Same thing with the NBA and even Major League Baseball. Do you care if the Lions had to play the Bengals, Browns, Colts, Bears twice, you know, Green Bay twice, play the division teams that their only plane, longer plane flight might be Minneapolis, but that's not too crazy, right? You're looking at, what, a couple of hours from Detroit, if that? So you play your divisional games, and you would add on everyone else that you could literally drive to. Your closest games, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Indy. You know, but TV wants a set schedule because they want to set up TV ratings, and the only reason the NFL is doing a season, if it happens, is because of the TV contract. That's why with college football, and we're waiting to get on that Big Ten schedule. Everybody thought it would be out this morning. And in my conversations with Comperoni from SpartanMag.com and Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com yesterday, I did say, why won't you do a home-and-home with Michigan State? There's two games. You drive in, you drive out. They drive down, they drive out. You know, forget the Big Ten for a second on Maryland and Rutgers, and they might be the only two places. Well, you could bus to Happy Valley, but you would have to fly to Rutgers. So that, like I'm talking with the Lions, their long trip would be Minneapolis. Your one long trip would be Rutgers. But you would play home and home against your closest Big Ten teams. So Purdue, Indiana, Northwestern, Ohio State, Michigan State, right? We're at 10 games there. You play Rutgers once or maybe twice home and home. There's your 12 games. It's that easy. And you regionalized it. You can bus to all the games same day. Because you could, but I know TV's going to come into play with noon and, you know, 3:30, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock. You could adjust the start times. But you get on a bus, you're a team. And by doing the home and home, it would equal it out, right? That one team had to get up at 6 in the morning and bus into Columbus and play at 3 o'clock, right? They have food prepared on the bus, you know, for their pregame meal. Everything's ready when the equipment truck rolls in before them and you get out and you're back on the bus. Or plane if it's, you know, you could do it that way too. whether it's a plane or a bus, I don't know what difference that makes. I haven't heard of a lot of outbreaks on planes, have you? No, I haven't. You know, we've heard, you know, camps, schools, businesses, grad parties, beach parties, lake parties, boat parties. We haven't heard a lot about outbreaks at, you know, 150 people. I know a lot of people still aren't flying, but, you know, 150 people on a plane. So you regionalize the schedule. Who cares about divisions? Oh, we'd have to play Ohio State twice. That gives you a chance to split, doesn't it? I mean, is anybody really thinking about, well, we're going to win the championship? Ohio State might be, right? Wisconsin might be. Minnesota maybe was thinking about it, right? But then they got the news that Rashad Bateman, one of the best wide receivers in college football going into the season, opts out. He'll declare for the draft. He wants to work out. He's not going to risk whether it's no season, shortened season, and he's just going to focus on working out. I think you're going to see a lot of that coming up. I don't care about opting out. Teams will have players who want to play. You're going to watch the games for the school, not the players. Maybe outside of Trevor Lawrence, right, with Clemson. But even then, the Clemson fan is going to watch Clemson. I hope they release that schedule while we're on air, Superfly, because I'm curious. You know, what if Ohio State and Justin Fields opts out? Because he might jump in front of Lawrence in the April 2021 NFL draft. There's just so much going with COVID-19. I had somebody say, well, gosh, I don't want to hear about COVID-19. It's connected to every single sports story in the world right now. In the world. It is connected. It's PGA Championship with no fans because of COVID-19. They're testing. NFL now is offering two exceptions for opting out after the deadline if there's medical family emergencies when it comes to NFL players who want to play. I just told you about PJ Fleck losing one of the best receivers in college football. Derek Jeter still defending the Marlins players. Said they let their guard down on the road. Anybody lets their guard down when you go into a nightclub or strip club. NBA, you got the bubble. Everything in sports. Everything in sports is connected to COVID-19 right now. We're waiting on high schools. We don't know where that's going, right? You got NASCAR at MIS this weekend. No fans because of what? COVID-19. By the way, Jeff Striegel will join us on the broadcast later today. We'll get a preview from MIS. Mark Wilson, PGA rules official, his early thoughts on the first major of the PGA pandemic year out at Harding Park in San Francisco. PGA Championship this weekend. Mark was going to work it, but he's not. They're limiting the rules officials. And what'd he say in how many years? 20 years, was it? 30? First Miss PGA Championship in 30 years. Mark needs a hug. And that's because of COVID-19. Oh, there's another story connected to COVID-19. But yeah, let's stick to sports. Everything is connected to it. Every single thing in sports, you cannot have a conversation about it without somehow COVID-19 becoming part of it. And I'm not making it up. I have no reason to make anything up. Well, sometimes I do have some reasons. So while we're waiting for the Big Ten schedule, I did drop our huge question of the day. And it's kind of a three-parter that you need to think about. Will there be a Big Ten football season this fall? Whether it starts on time, it's delayed until the 1st of October, November, whatever. Pac-12 is slated to start at the end of September. Big 12 came out with their schedule. We'll go through that in a little bit. Now the Power 5, that breakaway could happen. Sun Belt released their schedule. They're going to begin over Labor Day weekend. Name one team in the Sun Belt right now. Quick, quick, quick. You can't do it, can you? Big 12 will play, their Big 12 teams will play 10 games, one non-conference opponent. So a nine-game round-robin conference schedule for Big 12 football. The start of conference play will be solidified in the coming weeks. See, that's a big key. Even if the Big Ten drops their schedule today, they're going to wait on an official starting date, right? So it's going to be either September 19th or the 26th, according to CBS Sports' Dennis Dodd. They're all waiting. Where COVID-19 is at, where it's going. I think the bowl games, well, they could happen in January. Let's say we get a vaccine. Because chances are, right around Election Day, there's going to be a lot of pandemic magic. I'm just saying that's something I feel.
Well, do you have any proof?
No, it's just something that I feel. Right around, and I'm not talking Election Day today. I'm talking Election Day in November. Today's like the warm-up. Tuesday is WWV. World War Virus. So the bowl still could happen like in January, February. I was reading something that the March Madness, I think it was Sue Bird, the WNBA player, was talking about college basketball. And she said that they won't let another one go by. They may actually do a bubble for the NCAA tournament. So think about, they could use exactly what the NBA is doing in Disney, and they do a bubble, and those players are there. Because, folks, the financial reality of this, beyond sports, the financial devastation to America that could be forthcoming if we remain limited in terms of business and schools and sports is down that list, but it catastrophic would almost be a compliment. But that was a good idea that you take the NCAA teams and let's say you take the 64 teams and you park them in Orlando, right? And they all play a tournament. Or maybe you do a couple of different hubs and then they come together for the championship. That was a good idea. I like that. I read that from Sue Bird. People are like, well, college football needs a bubble. I think they could have a semi-bubble. I really do. I think the players could take online classes, which a lot of schools allow the players to do, like some do at Ohio State. And Joe Burrow never went to a class his final year at LSU. So you do a bubble for the college football team and athletes in their respective facilities, and they take online classes. Did I read Michigan State was encouraging kids to take online classes? I like how they're now waiting until the last minute when parents and kids have loaded up on deposits for hotels and apartment, or hotels, houses and apartments. Who wants to pay full boat? If you're a junior or senior, you have to do it. You really do. You're a freshman or a sophomore. How do you not want to go to a community college and take credits or take a semester off to work? See, the motivation of the young kids right now between this debate on online learning in schools or going to class part-time or full-time, however it pans out, and even into the college area, how do you motivate the majority of anybody 7 to 21, I'll say, that age group? You give them the option that they don't have to go to school. How do you, as a parent, as an educator, as a administrator at a college, how do you get past that of asking somebody, all right, here's your options. online classes at Michigan State, or we're encouraging you to take them. They don't want to force people, because you're looking at, when I talk about this financial devastation that goes beyond sports, you know how many colleges will have to just gut their faculty and their programs if they go through another semester without students on campus? And it's a delicate balance, and I get it from both sides of this pandemic debate. That what if there's a major outbreak? They're just going to shut down the school. So for the same reason schools are offering multi-levels, I think it's your choice, just like athletes. You want to opt out? That's your choice. That's your parents' choice, I'm talking about, for, you know, kids in school. NFL players want to opt out. Matt Stafford gets COVID-19. He's asymptomatic. If he wants to be safe for his children and his wife, I won't care. I would not. I'm never going to look at someone and say, you know what, there's a pandemic and you should play. No way. No. But this is so layered when it comes to sports, because the trickle-down economic damage, and the only way you're going to recover from that is by laying off staff, cutting sports, and I'm talking at colleges, let alone pro teams. And you have the reality that unemployment now, the extra 600 is eliminated. You watch the financial struggles by families and individuals now moving ahead. Now, again, that person who needed that 600 might have been somebody who on game day at Michigan State, or a bar owner, that money would set them up for the entire month, one Saturday of business. Same thing in Ann Arbor, Mount Pleasant, Kalamazoo. Maybe even Allendale, Big Rapids. When we get the GLIAC games, Houghton, our friends listening on 107.3 and AM 920. WMPL and Houghton Hancock Calumet. It's not just about sports and people that I've had to argue with. Oh, you're just being selfish. Yeah, I do a sports radio network. You don't think I wonder about its future if there's no sports? You don't think I look at Superfly Hayes, who has stood by me through all of our changes the last 2.5 years? There's a pandemic. We all have financial commitments. I have children. You don't think I look at those things? You think I just, it's great to have sports back, man. Can't pay the rent, can't pay my car payment, but hey, I got to go to the bar in a car and watch the Red Sox. And that kid still has COVID who went to Harvard. I am getting a few texts. You can text the word HUGE to 21,000. This comes from Anthony. I don't think it's Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros, but an Anthony listening in Novi. I hate and love your accents. I'm trying to figure out which one I lean more towards. Thank you, Anthony in Novi, listening on AM 1270 in Detroit. The return of sports is not based on being selfish or we need something to do. The economic impact on the future, on non-revenue athletes being able to get a scholarship, on coaches, assistant coaches, trainers, support personnel, and if you have an outbreak and faculty can't get back on campus, how long before schools, and I don't care if you're as big as Michigan or as small as K College in Kalamazoo, you are going to have to cut. Unless you're just blessed with so much money stockpiled. But even then, that won't last that long. That's the reality of what sports does to help fuel the economy in America. And a lot of people, oh, there's just too much sports. Too much sports. No. Well, look at the growth of universities. Look at the buildings. Look at the new dorms. Drive by any campus, and I'm telling you, every college always had cranes in the summer, right? Building. Last decade plus. last 20 years. And a lot of that was fueled by the growth of sports, the marketing of the schools, the quality of the education would be first and foremost, right? Not that sports is responsible for the growth of CMU or Western or Northwood or any other school you want to talk about. But there is middle ground in this pandemic when you look at the fact that if the death rate is not dramatically rising in America, are you willing to risk from this point forward? I'm not talking about the unbelievable death rate, the horrific death rate we had March, April, May. I'm talking now. You can look at any graph on the death rate. Are we willing, not just speaking of sports, are we willing to sacrifice so much? And I guess, you know, some may say, yeah, for if it's 10 lives, I'll do it. And some of you have that right to do it. And I have the same back and forth in my own mind. But also I think about my future, which then leads to my children's future and their future. And not just games coming back. No, we're not just talking about sports coming back. We're looking at everything. And that's where we stand today. And I don't know what the future is. I do have this feeling that on Election Day, all of a sudden, everything's going to dramatically come together. That's just my gut feeling on it. I know some will look at the death toll. You'll look at the cases. But I really think you need to look at California, Arizona, Florida, and Texas that flared up. And ask yourself, when you look at the death rate, or when I read that Indiana is a new hotspot and they have less than 5 fatalities yesterday and 396 cases, something isn't equating with the message nationally that Indiana is on the verge of being a hotspot. It's like the story needs to keep going, doesn't it? And we're going to focus on Florida, Texas, California, Arizona. Oh, here comes the Midwest now. I don't know what to believe. I've told you that. I know we're in a pandemic. It's not a hoax. I'm not going down there. I don't know what to believe with the numbers. I really don't. And all I do is I focus on, are we keeping our hospitals empty and limiting the loss of life? I think those are the two most important things. And that goes back to the start of this pandemic. So based on where we're at on COVID-19, our huge question of the day that you can answer, do you think, there's three choices. Will there be college football this fall? Either start on time or be a little delayed. Will it happen in the spring of 2021? Or will there be no college football until fall 2021?